Welcome to the Sportscast. September 10th, 2018. Week one is under wraps. NFL has started. Kickoff has begun. And Aaron Rodgers already started a few miracles. To join us, Ryan Krista, welcome to the Sportscast.
Thank you, Sandy. I'm glad to hear you talking about a little football here.
Exactly. Let's start with Aaron Rodgers last night. Unbelievable. He got injured in the first half. People thought, okay, this is, you know, was it for him for that game at least? He came off. He actually was carted off to the locker room, came back, and won the game. What do you think about that?
It was quite the scene. Pretty unbelievable, if you ask me. You know, same thing you just said, you know, when he, you know, even before he got caught off, you know, the Bears had his mark, you know, they couldn't get anything going. It. No first downs, you know, and he gets hurt and, you know, all seems lost for the Bears, you know, and then, you know, 17-0 at halftime, Khalil Mack is literally a one-man destruction crew against the Packers, you know, and they go up 20-0 in the beginning of the third quarter and, you know, there comes Aaron Rodgers on the field and, I don't know, he just looked like he was a determined man. I don't know. Sometimes when you're hurt, you're a little bit more focused. Everybody rallies, plays a little bit better. And, you know, he was making great throws, but, you know, his receivers are making great plays after the catch. You know, everybody, you know, defense steps up. You know, it was just kind of a, you know, they're kind of rallying around their leader, Aaron Rodgers, you know. And it was a good night for the Packers, that's for sure. You know, a surprising win, you know. You know, I think I'm more touched. I think how much the Bears have improved too. You know, they were, you know, for three quarters a much better team. But you know, the Packers, you know, they had one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, and they showed it.
Even though Chicago lost last night, it feels like the Khalil Mack investment is panning out.
Oh yeah, you know, I mean, I think it was more of him, you know, in the second half. Wearing out of that, you know, he doesn't have any training camp, barely any practice, and it kind of showed. I think he just ran out of gas in the second half, you know. But that whole team, you know, I think they have before they had Khalil Mack, I think they had a really good defense. But you know, obviously he brings it up even better, you know, and he's one of the top five best defensive players in the league right now.
Now, have you heard of any reports on Aaron Rodgers? Do you think he'll be back, or do you think this little knee thing was just a knock?
I haven't heard anything. I don't think they would have let him go in the game if he was extremely hurt. You know, my guess is just a bad spring or something, you know, something where he couldn't really hurt him anymore. I guess we'll kind of hear in the next, you know, today or the next day, you know, what their real extent they're able, you know, if they go get more x-rays on their MRI.
Maybe.
My guess is that something. Yeah, I think it's more my guess is something that's going to probably be, you know, more about how it's pain management than probably a long-term injury.
Yeah, he probably, you know, will probably rest for a little bit. Kizer did not have a few minutes. I think Mac took advantage of Kizer because Kizer's first debut wasn't that good.
No, I mean, you know, the Packers kind of took a chance, you know, when they traded Hungley away and became – like Kizer be the number two, knowing that, you know, Aaron Rodgers does have an injury history, you know. Like you saw last night, he's one hit away, and that, you know, it kind of, for Packers fans, that's kind of scary because that looks like it was a, you know, if Aaron Rodgers doesn't come back, you know, they're definitely not winning that game, and if he misses several games, they're probably not winning many of those games. That's how much value he gets. Starter.
Yes, in other games, it was a fantastic weekend opener, season one opener. I mean, it was definitely one of the best. One of the most interesting games when I was at the bar, everyone was paying attention at the Steeler-Brown game. Browns haven't won since 2016. Do you think, who played better, Steelers or the Browns?
I only caught, you know, bits and pieces, a lot of highlights, you know, from what I read. It was, you know, with the weather didn't, you know, help the smoothness of the game, you know. I think what we learned is that, you know, the Browns are, I wouldn't say they're back, but, you know, they're getting better, and they're going to compete in every game, you know, with, you know, they have their chances in that overtime, especially to win that game, you know, just going to have to they're going to have to start making those little plays, you know. They're good enough to keep in games, but, you know, they got to learn how to win games, and that kind of showed us yesterday, and I kind of wasn't, you know, impressed with what I saw out of James Conner, the running back for the Steelers, you know, filling in for Le'Veon Bell. More games like that, you know, it's going to, I think you're going to see Le'Veon Bell come back quicker because, you know, if the Steelers keep on winning or not losing, I guess.
Yeah, he definitely had a good game yesterday. Tyrod Taylor, people were surprised of some plays he was making, but this was the first tie in a while for a weekend one opener, so it was definitely a good impressive start of the Browns. They played the Jets the next game in Cleveland, I believe, so that might be a good opportunity to win.
Oh, yeah, you know, I guess we haven't seen the Jets play. We'll see them later on in a couple of hours. But, you know, what most people are guessing, you know, that they're one of the weaker teams in the league. They're starting a rookie quarterback. So I think, you know, all eyes are on Cleveland to get that first win of the season next week for sure.
And one of the other bigger games, the Broncos and the Seahawks. Wow, two powerhouses kicking off the season. The Broncos won by 3 points. What you think about Case Keenan's performance?
What I heard a lot, I've seen a lot from Case Keenan last year, was kind of a game manager. You know, I think when the Vikings were, you know, remember the Vikings last year had Case Keenan, Teddy Bridgewater, and Sam Bradford, and they let all three of those quarterbacks kind of walk out the door to bring in Kirk Cousins. I think there was, you know, even though Case Keenum had success last year, this kind of idea, you know, he doesn't have that big arm. He's more of a game manager. But last night, what I saw was a guy, you know, who wanted to go and make plays. You know, unfortunately for him, you know, a couple of those plays he tried to make, you know, he doesn't quite always have that greatest arm strength to make that, you know, the great throws. But, you know, gonna sling that ball around, you know, and it seems like, you know, the Broncos' offense was a lot more wide open than they were the last year under Trevor Siemian and Brock Osweiler. It was kind of exciting, you know, their rookie running backs, Lindsey and, you know, Freeman were running the ball well. It was a great offensive effort, you know. Keenum's just got to cut down on those silly mistakes, you know. And the Broncos' defense line, you know, they got 6 sacks yesterday on Russell Wilson. But, you know, Russell Wilson was also did a couple of Houdini acts and found, you know, I know a former Bronco Brandon Marshall for a long touchdown pass. And it was just kind of a really good NFL football game, you know, back and forth, two good teams. I'm not quite, I guess time will tell if they're two good teams, but, you know, it was just a good NFL football game.
Yes, I really like Case Keenum. He's definitely a step up from Siemian and Lynch. So I really I think this is the quarterback the Broncos need. Not is the best quarterback, but what he did last year with Minnesota kind of legitimizes him for the Broncos. And I think, who knows, maybe the Broncos might be contenders this year.
Yeah, you are. I mean, I was kind of, you know, you look, watching the Broncos game, you know, and I turn and look, and you just, every time I look, the Chiefs are making big plays, you know. I think that, you know, a lot of people are betting at the Chargers as this could be their year. But, you know, yesterday, you know, the Chiefs really took it to them. You know, a lot of, you know, Patrick Mahomes looked really well. And
Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek Hill was exciting. You know, they got some playmakers on that Chiefs team. You know, it's still way too early to call this division. The only team I'm not calling is the Oakland Raiders, not to win this division.
Yeah, that's something that's interesting. They have no Khalil Mack. I'm looking forward for the Rams. People are saying the Rams might win the whole thing.
The Rams have the best roster in the NFL to me. You know, Santiago, they are a team that is literally built to win this year because the way they've put their salaries up, it is they are way over the cap in the next couple of years. They're not going to be able to keep all these players, you know. You know, they bring in, you know, Brandon Carter signed a long-term deal for Aaron Donald, Todd Gurley, you know, they're bringing in Domenico Sue. I think this could be, you know, they bring in Aqib Talib, you know, Pierce from Kansas City. You know, San Diego, you just look up and down this roster and it's name brand players. You know, yeah. And they put this all together. we'll see, but, you know, I'd be disappointed if this team does not win 12 games this year.
Absolutely. And you're right, the NFC is wide open. Who are your top three? Maybe, you know, you can name your top four in the NFC. Who do you think are the top four?
Well, you know, like I just said, the Rams, you know, the Vikings are another team with a great roster. Obviously, you can't count out this defending Super Bowl champion Eagles. You know, they played a pretty rough game to watch that Thursday night. You know, it didn't seem like they had everything going. It wasn't the Super Bowl team we saw last year, but, but, you know, it's week one, you know, Nick Foles kind of remembered that he was a backup NFL quarterback, but we'll see, you know, what they got in store. And I'm not going to, you know, if they got to improve on defense, but I think the Saints are, you know, one of the elite teams in the NFL, too.
Yeah, what's the deal with that loss? Was that a big blow for the Saints? You think the Buccaneers are the real deal?
It was a big blow because, you know, the Buccaneers are playing with their backup quarterback, Ryan Fitzpatrick. And to have them just kind of, not just beat them, but take it to them for
you know,
the whole game, you know.
One of the things you think Fitzpatrick, okay, he's old. No, he comes back. He still has the fire in him.
He, you know, whenever you're down Ryan Fitzpatrick, that's when he comes, you know, comes to play. You know, it seems when you have all the confidence in the world in Ryan Fitzpatrick, that's when he lets you down. You ask Jets and Bills fans that. But, you know, like that's Ryan Fitzpatrick, you know, in San Diego, that's what every NFL team needs. They need a backup quarterback that's going to come in and do his job and do it well. But in the end of the day, Ryan Fitzpatrick knows when week four comes, it's probably going to be Jameis Winston's team because he's, you know, he's still the face of that franchise.
But if I was the coach, if Fitzpatrick had one heck of a performance in the next four games, he wins it all and has a good performance, I'll still keep him. I mean, as my starting quarterback.
I mean, we'll see in how the next couple of games go. I know they got the, you know, Eagles, and I'm not quite sure the other game is. I know they had three really tough games, you know, to start the season. Which most of the experts are saying they're going to start 0-3 with Ryan Fitzpatrick starting, so they're already beat that mark.
Yeah, they got the Steelers, no Eagles, Steelers, Bears, and Falcons.
Okay, you know that's a tough stretch, Santiago. you can't expect that. You know they still gave up 40 points. So, you know, and I know it's the same, but I just can't see them being able to do that. Second, that, you know, for a couple of weeks. But if he does go, you know, 3 or 4-0, you know, it's going to make that decision a little bit harder.
You go what you you pick the girl that you took the dance. Well, wait, hold on. What's that saying again? You stick with the girl you took the dance with.
I go with that one. Oh yeah, I gotcha. Yeah, but you know. You know, it's a business, Santiago, and, you know, when they're paying Jameis Winston a lot of money.
Yeah.
I don't know. You gotta see what you have in Jameis Winston because he may not be your long-term face of the franchise.
Oh, no, he's not. No, but, no. And he's only 35.
We know Fitzpatrick's not, but we got to see if Jameis Winston's still the face of the franchise of the Buccaneers. We'll see what happens. We'll see how the next couple weeks
still. One curious game that I really enjoyed and I really thought like it was a big game was Jaguars beating the Giants in New York 20-15. Like the Jaguars defense still has it. Jack scored a touchdown. The Giants, you know, Saquon Barkley, wow, that's what the Giants needed for years. Obviously, Jaguars people were saying, man, it's just if they had a better quarterback. But if this quarterback is, you know, if the team is winning with this quarterback, stick with it.
Oh, that's what they chose in San Diego in the offseason. They gave him an extension. They paid him. Now, they didn't pay him at least quarterback money, but they kept him.
Blake Bortles, yeah.
I think the Jaguars are just happy to be that team. They know you get them the 27 points, 30 points in a game when you're going to win that game. I guess you want to see the long-term injury of Leonard Fournette. That's kind of the big issue for me right now, the Jaguars.
I mean, they do have T.J. Yeldon.
He's that workhorse of that team.
Yeah, he's the workhorse.
T.J. Yeldon is a good compliment. But, the Jaguars are built on that rough, tough, running, and you don't need more than one running back when you're going to run 30 to 40 times a game.
And other games that I really liked was Redskins and Cardinals. AP had a great performance with Alex Smith. Does AP still have it in him?
I don't think for 16 games, San Diego. Ask the Cardinals last year how he started it for them. He just wears down quickly. It's just a fact. They got to keep rotating running backs in. If I was the Redskins, I'd give him a light work, mix them in, but you got to use your other backs a little bit too. But
Chris Thompson
was great yesterday for that. Chris Thompson, you got to give that ball to him too.
You're right. AP
great, ran it all.
AP might have a shorter lifespan than we think.
Yeah, you got to extend him out. If you want him for all year, you can't go into him 20-plus times a game. But
you should become an NFL coach.
Well, maybe one day, San Diego, we'll see.
Never say never. Cowboys' offense was not impressive, but they were going up against the Panthers. What are your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts is, why did they let Des Bryant go? this is I know Des Bryant creates more trouble than he sometimes the things he brings, but they that receiving core is not dangerous enough. It does not. All you're going to do is you're going to put more men in the box, and with offensive line injury issues, they just kind of. Zeke Elliott and Dak Prescott can really get the running game going. And they just don't have the receivers to get, they get open right now. And I think you're continuously going to see scores like that. I guess what you really got to be excited for, the Cowboys fans, how hard your defense played yesterday when they, backs against the wall that whole game and cut them in at the very end.
Quite impressive start of the season one in NFL. I really think it's going to be a great season. The Patriots beat the Texans. It was a blowout, but then the Texans were coming back. People were saying Watson did not look too good. Maybe just because he's just coming back from an injury.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't put too much into the Patriots. If this game was a couple weeks later, I think you're going to see a whole new Deshaun Watson. They got to continue to play great defense, because that's kind of what the Texans' calling cards always been. When they're good, their defense is great, and J.J. Watt can kind of contain the other team. But going back to the Steelers, I think the best defender in the field yesterday was J.J. Watt's brother, T.J. Watt. How about that, Santiago?
I did not see him. I did not hear about him until you first mentioned it.
I think this might be one of the best brothers combination we got in the NFL right now, for sure. There's the Watt brothers, creating havoc on offenses in the NFL.
How many games do you think the Browns are going to win this year?
I think you asked me this back in, right about the NFL draft, and I think my answer is still the same. I think four.
Well, I say six games they're going to win this year. Next year, it'll increase.
I would not be surprised if six games. I'm just going to say, I'm just going to say they're not going to make the playoffs. But I think you're going to see enough to get fans really excited. And I think what fans, as they start to probably, the chances to make the playoffs get smaller and smaller, it's definitely important to get Baker Mayfield on that field as soon as possible.
Yes, which I was wondering about that. Like, what week do you think you'll see Baker coming in?
I think they're going to keep Tyrod in as long as, you know, the team is competitive and they're still got a chance to make the playoffs. You know, Tyrod still probably gives them the best chance to win right now. But as soon as, you know, the door opens, they're going to need to, because they, you know, as a, you got to keep the fans interested and keep them excited for next year.
Exactly. And do you think the Steelers are okay without Bell?
In the short term, yes. In the long term, no. You know, Le'Veon Bell is one of the most versatile backs. He can, you know, run it, catch it. You know, he just creates problems for the other team. He makes the other players on your team that much better. But, you know, like I said, James Conner is a great running back, but he is just a running back. You know, he doesn't have the ability to come out of the backfield, catch passes, you know. The defenses don't have to, it's one last thing, the defenses have to do the game plan against the Steelers, and Bell's not on the field. So on an individual game basis, yeah, it'll be okay, but, you know, to be contenders in the Super Bowl, they're much better with Le'Veon Bell there.
And the last game that I want to talk to you about is the Dolphins and Titans. It was a really strange day. They had like two rain delays. I think like the total time was 7 hours, but the Miami Dolphins came out with a win against the Tennessee Titans.
Very strange. It's interesting because, you know, you get these finely tuned athletes here. You know, you get them warmed up, you get them juiced up, you know, and they stop. They come back, they stop again. To me, and I know there's a lot of logistics that go on to putting on an NFL football game, but to me, it was extremely dangerous for those guys to come back out, because their ability, you know, the chances to get injured, I think, are a lot higher for them, you know, just on simple plays. But, you know, it was a good win for the Dolphins, a good start against a good team. So
yeah, and I think Mariota's out for a couple of weeks, right?
Yeah, man. Yeah, he's got this hand issue, you know, and they're definitely not as good a team without Mariota. You know, being able to run and throw the ball, Mariota is definitely puts pressure on the other team.
And a question from the comments: does Randall Cobb still have it?
Last night he did, that's for sure. I didn't think so. I think he was going to, you know, I shouldn't say it, I didn't think he had it. I just didn't think he had that explosiveness that he showed last night, you know. Is he the player he once was? Probably not, but, you know, I think, you know, when they need him and they needed a big play from him last night, they gave it to him. You know, his ability to make defenders miss was definitely on show last night.
And who's a better quarterback, Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady?
Right now, Aaron Rodgers, but Tom Brady is and always will be the GOAT to me.
He does have the official name. Anyways, that comes towards the end of the show. Let's go for predictions for tonight. Jets at Lions. Who you got?
Rookie quarterback Sam Darnold on the road against the veteran Matt Stafford, new coach Matt Patricia for the Lions. You know, I think this game, I don't think it's going to be a complete blowout, but I think that the Lions will pull away in the second half and win, you know, say a 24-10 type game.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. I have Matt Stafford in my fantasy, so I hope he does well. And also I have the wide receiver, I forgot his name. Totally blew it. It's okay.
Golden Tate.
He is the number one option, right?
Oh yeah, very much so. And him and Marvin Jones. I think are kind of you know Marvin Jones is a big tall receiver. Golden Tate's a little smaller and shiftier, but yeah, they're both good receivers.
And the West Coast game that I think neither of us will see, but I won't be surprised, is the Rams at the Raiders. and the return of John Gruden to the NFL. Who you got?
I think it's going to be a long night for John Gruden and the Raiders. Like I've told you, the Rams are one of the best put together rosters right now, talent wise. Let's see if they can put it all together on the field. I think they win by at least 3 touchdowns tonight.
Yeah. Someone in the comments says Rams by 12.
That's fair. You know, I think anything where I just don't think it's going to be competitive coming down the stretch. You know, I don't know the number exactly, but, you know, definitely a multiple score win by the Rams would not surprise me.
And is Aaron Donald worth it?
At least bring up the first half.
And is Aaron Donald worth it?
You know, in the day and age where passing is becoming the primary way to move the ball down the field, you're going to need pass rushers, and Aaron Donald is great at that. He's a great run stopper. Killer Mac is, you know, one of the best. Aaron Donald, you know, maybe 1A and 1B is the best defenders in the NFL.
Well, there you have it, Ryan Krista, NFL Week 1 in the books. What do you expect to see this season? How do you look this season? Do you think it'll be one of the best seasons ever?
We'll see. You know, this is like overreaction Monday. You know, when it comes to the NFL, everybody's happy, everybody's sad. It's a 16-game season. You got to kind of take it in stride. You can't, you know. If you're a Buffalo Bills fan right now, you're probably wanting to jump off a bridge because your season's already over. And I would say don't overreact, but they were pretty bad yesterday. So you might want to be cautious not to.
Oh, I forgot to talk about that game. But, yeah, the Bills started that quarterback. No one knows who he is. I don't know who he is. And the Ravens just, which people were saying Flacco was doing good because he's playing for a contract.
He's playing good because, you know, they just drafted a quarterback in the first round, Lamar Jackson. So he knows if he doesn't bring it, even for most of this year, you know, there's a chance that they do fall out of playoff contention. This is Lamar Jackson's team from this year going forward. So he's got the pressure to succeed right now.
That's right.
Not just to play for the Ravens, to play for anybody.
That's right. That's a good. I forgot that one minor detail, Lamar Jackson, which he did came in the second half, and he did bring in something. So,
while the game, you know, before they put him as a quarterback, he was on the field a lot. You know, made defenses think. You know, gave a lot for future opponents. You know, to know that they both can be on the field at the same time.
Well, there you have it. They could do the. Pull the Alabama thing. Alabama card.
Exactly. Well, kind of something like that, you know.
Which so far, 2 hours is doing good.
Oh, 2 hours is amazing, Santiago. This is Tua's team. Tua's Heisman to lose right now.
You know, believe it or not, we covered almost.
That might be an overreaction.
Yeah. Believe it or not, we've covered every NFL game from yesterday. So even though, you know, there's one that covers more than others, but we definitely covered every game. So far, so good. Ryan, how can people reach you?
Best way to reach me, Twitter, MadDog4, Facebook, look me up, Ryan Krista. Love me this time of year. It's good to have college and NFL back on the same weekend right now. As the weather in the Northeast gets cooler, you know, the leaves are changing. It's time to heat up the football fields for sure.